The Age of Code. I am happy to hear CEOs reporting that AI does not increase profits, because that means their coders are secretly building their own companies. Long ago, it seems, we needed to make our programs do everything step by step. But today we have thinking machines that actually think, and frighteningly so. Wow. I ran two very hard tests today. The first one took the top AI 40 minutes to solve. I almost packed my bags. And the tiny errors that it made in return aren't even worth mentioning. They were tiny splinters. The resulting programming language, Galath Strong Core, I called it Galath after Galahad, and then AI added Strong Core. Okay. Originally, the language was named XML ECMAScript Signals, but the acronym for that was way too mature. The resulting programming language turned out to be so powerful that it doesn't really require any actual programming. Everything is captured in editing a reactive tree. Pretty cool stuff. I did not stop there, though. I asked AI to create a Bootstrap theme with components crafted for reviewing user interfaces, and then I created Inspectoid, where I told the AI to program the Bootstrap components into an application for user interface review and use Galath, the new programming language. I don't know what is more terrifying, that it worked or that I knew it would. And it took less than 10 minutes. I created a powerful language, an application that uses that language and relies on a user interface kit that the AI made earlier. Galath code is very tiny compared to what other programming languages create when you need to get them to do something. It's almost a shame how much easier programming web apps is now. But even though I pretty much captured everything I need, the real power here is that at any point something large does come up, I can ask the AI to create a specific tag for it, a specific command, and reduce the large feature into one or three lines of code again. For the first time in forever, the AI is simply on standby, waiting for commands to extend the language and make application programming simpler. This is obscenely powerful. That CEOs report no gains from usage of AI should make us all smile. Way to go, you sneaky programmer cats. I hope your autonomous companies spread to no end. This wild project still took an entire day. I suspect AI will forever need human guidance. It needs a human to go along with it the first time to give it the right directions. But if you keep nodes or a skill, the second time around the AI will problem solve its way through it on its own. So there has been a change in the programming world, and it is for the better. We can build much larger applications now. And this isn't just about making a sale, though one can be made at this scale and code quality. It is about applications that are actually useful and safe, that belong to the user, and make computers somewhat fun again. I witnessed maybe 2, maybe 3 years of work get done in just about 60 minutes. That's exactly what I always expected from AI. as to the rest of the world. Enjoy the CEOs getting baffled. And please understand that AI needs a new language with more semantic information and less brackets. It does not understand just the brackets. And now, when we talk about AI, we don't always speak of the latest, greatest models. Now that we can bring pretty good models home, it's not a question of what the best AI can do, but how we can help the little ones do all the work for us at home.